Fred Film Radio, Venice Days, at the Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and this year Fred Film Radio is once again media partner of the Venice Days section, and we are joined today by director Eduardo Roy Jr., who is presenting his film Ordinary People in the section. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon, yeah.
Could you very briefly tell our listeners, just to introduce them to the film, what the story is?
The story is about the two street couple named Aris and Jane, and they live on in the street, and they have this 1 month old baby, and it was stolen from them, and it's a journey of finding this the baby.
Let's start from the actual setting of the of this film. Obviously, you mentioned it when you were briefly describing the story. It's a film that takes place in the streets. How familiar were you with this sort of setting before you made the film?
Actually, I was raised in Manila, and where Jane and Aris was where Jane and Aris was shoot in Manila. And I am very familiar with the location because, I was raised and there, and it is very, very, very chaotic.
Yeah,
there in Manila.
Yeah, and because it's so chaotic, was it difficult to shoot the scenes?
It was very difficult because the noise of this the streets and the people are so crazy. So we really planned ahead how to shoot it, and my cinematographer and I was planning to at least to plan ahead so that we do not disturb the people there, and luckily that our actor is first timer, they are not celebrities, so we don't disturb any people there.
Well, there you go. You mentioned the actors, and now you've also mentioned that they were first-time actors. How did you work with them, first of all?
We called for an audition. Jane, it's her first film, full-length film. And Aris, this is his third film. So they undergo workshop and the audition for the film. They are actually not street children.
Yeah, and how did you collaborate with them then during the film to get their performance? Because they are they do an excellent job.
Yeah. Before the film started, we have workshop. We have sensuality workshop so that. Because their roles are girlfriend and boyfriend, so they need to jive and connect. So at least we have three days of workshop, and they are fine with very sensitive stuff, sensitive scenes there, so that when we shoot it, it will be easy for them.
Yeah. The story itself is very, very gripping also because the events that happen as a result of the child being kidnapped. In coming up with ideas for the story, for instance, they go to the radio to do these radio ads, and also the way the people, when they ask for help, they are kind of seen, they're judged upon. Is that something that you researched as well? That was part of the research, like what would happen if this situation were to happen?
Actually, it's the story was very easy because it was based on the true story. So it's the sequences of the event is it's very natural because it was happened in real life. So the institution that they do ask for help, like the radio station, the police. It's very easy to have that the story flow that way.
Tell me about this film now. It's made. Where is it going to go? Is it going to go anywhere? Be traveling beyond Venice? Will people be able to see it? Is there any plans?
Actually, we have 9 festival after after Venice.
Okay.
So yeah.
So it is going to be going beyond this film. Are you working on anything at the moment?
At the moment, no, not yet.
As a filmmaker, are you interested in kind of making stories about reality, realism?
It's very important for me to impart this kind of issue, or to raise awareness in like for the ordinary family, the story about a street children. And my next film, I hope to have like that story, or like that subject matter. So hopefully I can research a different story, a different to present to the audience, a different story.
Okay, best of luck with it, and thank you very much for joining us and talking to us about Ordinary People. Wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.